Hey, renovators, welcome to the Renovating You
and Me
podcast, where we discuss real talk for the healed life.
So we are back today. And what's the tea we're drinking today?
I don't know. You made it. What is it?
It's true. It is citron green, a lovely lemon orange affair. And it's green, so presumably it's better for you than black tea. So we're doing that today.
It is tasty.
It is good.
Truthfully, when I got home, I was so hot setting everything up. It was like 90 out, and I'm like, I need something cold. But then I had the air on. Of course, the air is turned off now due to the sound effects that we do not need.
Mm-mm-mm.
But then we decided to do green tea. So hope you are sipping something cool or warm, whatever your choice of beverage may be.
Whatever makes you happy.
Whatever makes you happy. Alrighty, so we are going to be heading into a podcast topic that is going to span really several podcasts.
How many podcasts, you think?
I don't want to limit us.
But probably a few. I think we're going to be talking about this one for a minute because it's a really, really cool topic. What's the topic?
The topic is we're going to introduce the correlation between the aspects of our brick and mortar houses in relation to our emotional houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of have a little bit maybe more of an unfair advantage here because I am a realtor.
Well, I grew up in it, so.
Yes, you did. You heard me talking about all this and all that. Even if you didn't know what it was back then, you probably know by now as you're older for sure.
I sat in a lot of cars. Went to some open houses. You know what? I did homework in a real estate office a couple of times, so I think I've absorbed some of this stuff.
You're a man of wisdom at this point.
Thank you.
In your stature and age of life.
It's good to know. I feel the support. I feel the love. So some of you might be a little bit confused. What do our emotions have to do with a house? So you've probably seen before on HGTV shows things like Fixer Upper, Property Brothers, Rehab Addict. List goes on. There's like a million of them there. One of my aunts is really, really into the shows like that, so I've seen a lot, and plus, you know, when you get trapped at, like, an auto dealership, and they've got that playing on there. Have you seen the ones over the tiny houses?
I have.
I could not do that.
I've thought about it, but I don't picture it for myself.
No, that sounds like a great thing for other people.
I'd have to be a minimalist in such a way that perhaps there wouldn't be anything left of me. I'm not sure.
Nothing left, just a hollow.
Non-exist instead of minimalist. I don't know.
So if you don't know, the premise of these shows here, again, like these rehab shows, is they take an existing structure and they renovate it. They basically say, okay, we like this. We're going to renovate it. So could be for a couple different reasons. Could be we're going to turn it over. Is that what it's called? Turning it over? Or
Flip it.
There, thank you. Flipping.
See, perhaps it can still...
Okay. Hey.
Go ahead.
I hope you can't.
We digress.
All righty. So you flip a house in order to increase the value of it. Maybe you're planning on selling it. Or a lot of these shows, they're doing it for like a client. Or they say, you know, we like this about the house, but I wish that the stairs were somewhere else. Or I wish there was more open concept. Can we knock down some of the walls or whatever have you? So comfort, luxury, all kinds of different things.
Sometimes the utility of the home, too, just going to work a little better for us. You know, or maybe our family's increased, or maybe we're at a different age. Maybe we're empty nesters and we just want to have a different utility for our home. It could also be, too, we want to increase monetary value of the home as we're thinking maybe of downsizing or increasing in the size of our home. All different reasons that we choose to renovate.
I remember it was really cute. I was showing a home because I work a slight side hustle involving real estate. Don't actually sell anything myself, but I work with a building company. And there was this thing, this kid of an older person there wanted to buy a house that was next to his parents. And he's like, can we just like knock down some walls in between it then, like have doors going in? I was like, we do not do that, unfortunately. That is really, really sweet. Maybe a private contractor could help you out with something like that. So I'd love that kind of utility.
I have seen some interesting options, but I haven't seen that one.
No. I feel like that one...
I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but anyway.
So, okay. So how does this kind of connect to our emotions, though? Or us in general, I guess.
Well, I think of it as, when you think of our emotional house, we have all different parts of ourselves, right? And mm-hmm. our foundation, much like the foundation of a home, the whole home is built upon the foundation, mm-hmm. right? Well, our whole life is built on our early years in life. Mm-hmm. Maybe even from the womb, mm-hmm. toddlers, whatever, that begins the story or the foundation of our story. So in that foundation, there are all types of different
events,
stories, decisions, and many times I kind of have labeled it, as I've taught for years, that we as children are on the crazy train. It's like wherever our parents choose to take us, whatever ticket they hand and say, get on the train, we as kids have to go.
Choo-choo.
Yes, exactly. And many times it may feel like we're speeding out of control. Mm-hmm. It may feel like we're just sitting in our train car, just sitting there. It also could be that we don't know where we're going. Mm-hmm. And as kids, many times we don't know what's happening around us. Yet we begin taking it in through our senses, our sight, smell, sound, touch. A lot of different ways our life is beginning to be erected in our own emotional house. So that's mm-hmm. kind of a little bit there of what the correlation is. And we want to take it to the place where we will be naming different parts of our physical homes mm-hmm. and how that may, or even rooms, right? Parts, rooms, items in the home that may have correlation to us in our emotional house, what happens in those homes. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where we are going. We're both pretty passionate about this mm-hmm. because it makes a lot of sense. I think you're a visual, mm-hmm. right?
I remember we were sitting down one, I want to say it was actually probably around this time of year. We were sitting there talking about really this entire ministry in general. Mm-hmm. And the idea of the emotional house came up, and like, let's imagine this gigantic house and it's us. Yes. And each part of it represents part of us that is good, bad, whatever have you. And for some reason, something has gone awry. It needs to be renovated. It needs to be updated. How this kind of goes into it here is we don't get a brand new home.
Right.
In the same way that these like rehab shows, they take an existing structure. We don't just get to throw away who we are.
Right.
We are who we are. And for some people, that's a terrifying thing to say. Mm-hmm. I have to be who I am. And so we've attempted, many of us have tried to reinvent ourselves. We move to a new area. We go to a new church. Mm-hmm. We try and get plugged in with a new group of friends. But we didn't leave ourselves behind. We always show up.
We always bring the version of ourselves of wherever we find ourselves in September 2022. Mm-hmm. That will follow into November, December, and eventually into 2023. Mm-hmm. So though it may be a new year, it still is the old Denise Alex yeah. going into the new year if we do not choose to renovate or make changes or mm-hmm. reinforce perhaps some of the good things that are in place.
Yep.
So the initial decision has to be made as to what to do with the structure of the home, right? We see these contractors, these hosts, obviously, who most of them do not do the work themselves. Some of them do.
Yeah.
But they have subcontractors. They're walking through their home. They're evaluating it. Mm-hmm. They're trying to figure out what is the budget for this? How long is this going to take? And one of the things that you do see quite often in that, as I'm just sitting here thinking about that, is we have a budget for one or a time frame for one item, or this project will be done in, say, 4 months, maybe still with the residual effects of COVID. Maybe it would be 7-8 months and say that's it. Mm-hmm. But as you know, when we tear down this or we look behind that, right, that can say, oh my gosh, I had no idea what was there. You've seen so much of that. There's mold. Mm-hmm. The foundation boards are rotting. We didn't know what was underneath there. Oh my goodness, termites have invaded. All the different things that can happen.
There's that old expression, if you've done anything involving real estate or construction, expect for it to take twice as long and cost right? twice as much,
yes.
if not more. So it is if this thing
more.
Of
exactly.
you have to be prepared for that. In the same way that when you tackle doing a house, many people say, I underestimated how much of an undertaking this was going to be. I really went into it thinking, you know what, I'll knock it out a couple rooms a week or a month or something like that, and say, like, I'll make my way through this, and I'm going to sell it and have a bunch of money out of it or something like that. And we have this very unrealistic thing of what it means to transform a space. Lots of us have areas of the house, probably, maybe even that you're living in, where you might even be in your sight or something like that, of, I still need to finish that. I still need to put that thing together over there.
So as we are deciding, right, we're doing our evaluation for our emotional house as well as our brick and mortar home, right? There has to be an evaluation. You know, what do we want to see different? What's holding us back? Why can't I get past this point? Or at this point in the project, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. So as we tackle this topic, we just want to do a few correlations, a lot of different things we could talk about in this initial podcast, but never fear, we'll get into the deep waters. No worry. We'll look behind the drywall. So we don't get a brand new home, right? If we're choosing to renovate, we're not going to get a brand new home. We're renovating an existing space. And much like a home, we don't get a brand new story, but we can begin to write different chapters than what our story may currently consist of, right? So we can renovate our story. We can begin saying, well, now I'm the adult. Yes, I was the child and maybe went on the crazy train, but I can pull that emergency brake and get off, right? So that's kind of what we're talking about here. Hopefully we're giving you the visuals where you can kind of put all that together. What's another option on there?
I think a lot of times we'd love to just exchange our story for somebody else's. If we could just say, you know, I'm living in a pit. Can I just exchange this pit for that shining mansion over on the hill over there that somehow I'm going to be able to just magically have and afford? And so many of us will even like get stuck in saying, man, if this thing had just not happened, or if I'd been born to this kind of family or in this area, if I'd made a slightly different choice, if yada yada hadn't happened, you can fill in the blank all day long. The whole thing here, the reason we call it again renovating you, is we don't have the option of just swapping out our story for somebody else's. And I think especially when it comes to us being Christian, many times we say, I'm born again, I've been made new, and our spirit has been reborn. We've received cleansing. If you've heard some of our older podcasts, preemie, if you've heard some of those ones, we've talked about that before, of you get restored on the inside, but everything else that has happened in your life is still there. And so, yes, the work of Jesus is amazing, but we have not suddenly put down everything else that has happened to us in our lives.
Right, exactly. And so because of that, we're presented with choices, right? And many people will choose to stay in surroundings that they are unhappy with, right? We see it all the time. If we're like, if I can't have the big and shiny, who really cares? Or why don't I deserve shiny? Why do I have to live here? And that can really cause some anger at times.
Oh, yeah.
It can cause jealousy.
It
also can cause where we just stay stuck.
Yeah, you just kind of go into this depressive episode. You just kind of go into this thing of like, everything sucks. And it's always going to suck. And I have no options. Yeah,
self-destruction begins. And then others may try and do some things. If you think of a renovation, maybe you've been in those projects yourself. Things are kind of patchwork. We're like running like, that needs this and this needs that and that needs this. There's no method to the renovation, which can exhaust us. And in reality, we've accomplished very little. But perhaps our budget has taken a big hit. We've lost a lot of time, energy, and we're looking at it and saying, this almost looks worse than it did before we started, because it's midway. There's not a lot of rhyme or reason to it all.
Did you ever see the movie Money Pit or know of it?
No.
Basically, it's that situation where this couple buys this home that's really cheap, and it's one of those too good to be true situations, and every home buyer's worst dream of buying a home is what it is, and like the second the realtor walks out, like, I think it's something like the stairwell like falls over or something like that, like the slamming of the door, and like things then, they start trying to put the house together, and each time they try and undo something or fix something, another thing then decides to break. And it's just, yeah. That's how many of us feel, I think.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that you have different movies that you always bring into the story.
I haven't seen it, but I watched the trailer on Amazon.
You haven't seen it? Okay, cool. Maybe we'll have to watch it.
We'll have to watch it.
In the midst of this, in the midst of doing these podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So our bodies hold the space of our story, right? We have to remember that we are spirit, soul, and body. So our spirit, right, is the spirit part of ourselves that will be in heaven someday or will be in hell mm-hmm. someday. That's the spirit, right? Jesus came to save our spirit and to make a new way for us. By his stripes, you know, we are healed.
Mm-hmm.
We are able to battle. We are able to fight. And the Holy Spirit is the one that also will equip us, should we choose to engage him, invite him into our lives, to begin then really the renovation process.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of all that, is the Father's love that says, you know what? I have better plans for my kids than what I see right now.
Mm-hmm.
They are worth the renovation process.
And it can be intimidating, but if you can stick with it for a minute, if you can say to yourself, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
If we can say, I'm going to allow myself to be seen as the Father sees me, then there just might be more than what you mm-hmm. believe.
Yeah, because the Father says, I created you for more than this. You mm-hmm. have value. And though you may feel dilapidated or out of date or stuck or in ruins,
mm-hmm.
he does not view us like that. And
no.
so he is cheering for us. He brings all of heaven,
mm-hmm.
angels, you know, the power of Jesus, his spirit, all those things. So as we are looking into this, so our storyline up until now kind of exposes the blueprint of our soul, right?
Mm.
And we've gone over this, our mind, our will, and our emotions up until this point. So as we talk about our house, again, with the emotional house, one of the things we may be thinking of to ourselves is parts of our house we may try and hide or are ashamed of it. Right, an old craft room maybe that we haven't done anything with for years
mm-hmm.
now has become a dumping ground in the main area that we live in.
Yeah, it's one of those things of it's like if the junk drawer that we all have in our kitchen was a room. Mm-hmm. And some of us are like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with this space? I need to organize this at some point. Or I don't even use this for this anymore. What am I going to do? Or maybe some of you have an area where there was a humongous spill in the middle of the carpets.
Yep.
And no amount of prayer and Clorox is going to get that stain out. Nothing. It is like, it is just interwoven
Clorox
there.
Clorox will create another stain.
It will create another stain.
Want that.
I don't know. Like,
carpet
you're just trying. Okay, carpet spray. You know, I remember back when we first moved, I remember walking in and they had all of these humongous stains on the floor. And they were crispy.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were from. It's best that we never find out.
Dark and crispy on carpet is never a good
thing. Never a good thing there. So, but some of us have been like the thing, like, you don't understand. I have washed that carpet. I have prayed over that carpet. It's still gross.
I remember you asking me, Mom, are we going to have to live with those dark crispy stains? Maybe Ryan didn't use crispy back then, but you were looking at me with those brown eyes that were huge, just like, I'm going to have to live with those. I'm like, no.
We're going to get new carpet.
We're going to get new carpet. No worries. But, you know, mm-hmm. I think we're all guilty of that. I mean, of moving furniture or whatever to hide it because we don't want to invest mm-hmm. in the money, or we're angry that it happened in the first place. Going back to the junk drawer, I would like props that I have finally organized my junk drawer.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And I look at it every day, making sure it is still exactly how it was left. Maybe there are parts of our house, you know, they're out of control. We've got too much stuff. We're disorganized.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we hang on to everything and feel nothing can be done about it. Or if you're like me, you're paralyzed. Do I keep it?
Mm-hmm.
Don't I keep it? Do I keep it? Don't I keep it? Maybe I'll need it later. Something I'm never going to need for later, which really what I'm saying is, correct me if I'm wrong, you've seen this many times with your mother.
Uh-huh.
Which means I don't want to deal with this now. So the old phrase I pull out, maybe I'll need it.
Yep.
For later.
Or you hold on to the user manual.
I have all those.
Yeah, that you're never going to use. You've used it once. It's done. The grill has been put together. We don't need it anymore. And yet there it is inside of the drawer. Or maybe we're really fancy and we're saying, I'm going to put it in the filing cabinet in the garage or something like that.
I don't think we're to the place where we have replaced the appliance and we still have the user manual. But it's possible. I don't know.
I don't think we've gone that far
into
the darkness.
I'll have to go to the filing cabinet and pull out the drawer that has the manuals.
The rusty drawer that has the manual inside of it. But seriously, it is a thing of many of us will even say parts of our lives to kind of connect it there. I can't get rid of this part of me because it's tradition. This was a priority when I was younger. That means it needs to be a priority for the rest of my life.
Or perhaps somebody will be angry with me if I do part with
it. You got rid of that? Yes. Don't you know so-and-so bought that for you? I can't believe you did that.
Mm-hmm. Never mind that it's been in a box, in a closet, with stuff piled on top of it, with a sign out that says, don't bother going in there.
It's like one of those like,
but it has value.
Like those old like dream boxes or something like that, that were like this was my dream chest and like it's up in the closet. Up in the attic and it's like got an inch layer of dust on top of it, but we can't possibly get rid of it because that was great grandma Gutsberg's knitting collection. And you're like, I don't even knit. And yet we have it up there nice. And we don't have, there's no great grandma Gutsberg as far as I know.
Not that I'm aware of.
But you can picture
choice
her there.
Of grandmas.
You can picture it vividly. I'm sure you can see her there. You can see her in the house coat.
maybe there are parts that we've given up on, you know. If I say this a lot, you know, for myself, it's like I would like many times a lot of things to be different, but the thought of the change and what it's going to take, it just like freezes me sometimes. And maybe you're like that, or maybe you're like, you know what, it's too late, there's nothing I can do about this, it's too late, it's been like this for years. Maybe we do want to say, you know what, I do want to start some renovation, whether that is in your home or whether that's in your emotional house. There, I do want to start some renovations. And we make kind of the thought, and we're like, yeah, I want to. But then we wait, we wait, and we wait. And someone says, have you started that yet? Have you read a book on that yet? No, not yet.
Nope.
We don't know what we're waiting for. Because in some ways we feel like I've made the decision to do it. Crickets.
Some of us have even bought the paint. It's sitting in the closet, nice and cozy.
And or the book or
the screws, or maybe a sign that's going to go up on the wall eventually or something. Pictures, so many different things of like, I'll do that, just not yet.
And, you know, I go into this too. It's like we have a lot of annoyances sometimes in our homes. We have a lot of annoyances in our personalities, right?
Oh, yeah.
We do. Oh, we all do. Things we're like, we wish maybe were different about us. And so I would dare say that I'm not the only one that perhaps thinks this way. I don't like investing in things for a house that I don't consider important or of value to me.
I think other people also get stuck with, I don't plan it staying this house for very long.
Yes.
So I'm not going to invest in anything into it.
We'll just sell it just like this. Let somebody else pick out what they want, or I'm not going to invest in it only for someone else.
But the issue then is, what happens when the house that you think that you'll be living at for 2 years is the house that you end up living for 20 years at?
Yes.
And the whole time you've been holding that in your back pocket. Well, I'm not really going to invest in this yet. I'm holding back, and we can really, really hide inside of that. It's good enough.
We had, I mean, just
could be worse.
Just to be transparent, we have this kitchen faucet.
Our
home has been newer, but like on anything, when you use something a lot, you know, things start going well. I would rather invest in a new picture, a new piece of furniture. Even though the faucet is a lot less, I have trouble investing in things like that.
Yeah.
I will find a way around it. So then you're learning how to turn the knobs just enough to where the water doesn't drip out. Because for some reason, a drip in a house can begin, the volume gets louder and louder.
And if you have to pay,
the drip goes on.
And if you have to pay for utilities, Some of you, I'm sure, can also, when each drop, you're like imagining like a little dollar sign that comes down with the drop or something like that.
Yes, and it's like, I didn't want to pay to have a, you know, toilet fix. Just jiggle the handle. Well, somebody doesn't jiggle it and walks away. So 1 month, you know, my water bill was like skyrocketed. And yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yep.
What the freak? I've got to get somebody in here to take care of it. Mm-hmm. But it was only because it began causing me to spend money.
Yeah.
Even more than it would have taken to actually fix it, mm-hmm. right? And then we get to the place, like what we did with the faucet, where we no longer could work around the annoyance. We no longer could stand on one leg and turn it this way and make sure it's 45 degrees. And the drip has been silenced.
Uh-huh.
We just couldn't use the handles anymore. There was no water coming.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're like, great, now I have no water, right? Yeah. So now we're scrambling. Thankfully, I have a dear friend who came who is amazing. And she's a girl, which I love even more. So her name is Jenny.
If you're listening, Jenny, thank you.
Shout out to Jenny. Jenny is our lifesaver. She's also shown me how to change doorknobs, which also is very interesting. She's she's a very handy chick. But with all that, we go through, it's good enough, right? Mm-hmm. We end up, it's good enough.
Could
and
be
then
worse.
If we're trying to be positive, it could be worse. So let's just, you know, let's just be thankful for what we have. Mm-hmm. And our lives could be different, but they also could be worse. We could have been born in that family. We're also not born in that family, which we wish we were born in that family, but at mm-hmm. least we're not in that family.
Yeah, some of us can go, okay, I know my house isn't the best, but at least I don't live in that pit over there.
Yes.
Yeah, that one exactly. there where old Mr. McGreery hasn't cut his lawn in 17 years or something like that.
Where do you come up with these names?
I don't know.
Mr. McGreery.
I don't know.
You're so funny.
If your last name happens to be McGreery and you're listening to this, I apologize.
Exactly.
Shout out to the McGreerys in our audience.
So just like, right, if we think about this, mm-hmm. when all of us, no matter how old our home was at one time, it was somebody's gem.
Yep.
It was an architect's vision. It was perhaps someone saving and saving and saving and saving mm-hmm. to build the home of their dreams. Nobody builds a home and says, it's not the home of my dreams. Usually, even though, I mean, in realistically, it's yeah. the home of our dreams for where we are right now, right? Maybe it's mm-hmm. a 2-bedroom versus a 6-bedroom.
Yeah.
But it's like, man, this is, can you believe this is ours? And we did this mm-hmm. and we built it.
And maybe we go so far as we can say most people, when they're designing something, even if it's like going to be mass produced or something like mm-hmm. that, they will at least say in their head, I'm not purposely going to build an ugly house.
Exactly.
Some of us may feel, as we've been in some houses, I'm sure that you've said that, Mom, that...
What in the world were they thinking?
Yeah, this actually does seem like they went out of their way. But we're saying here, that is a very rare, rare occasion. Mm-hmm. When it was put up, the person who designed the plans, who did the construction, mm-hmm. said at the end of it, you know what? This is good.
Yeah.
I'm proud of what I've made.
Yeah, I'm proud of it, right? Mm-hmm. I'm able to see all my efforts and watch it be constructed. It's no mm-hmm. longer a dream or it's no longer on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And the overarching details, right, show the workmanship. Many times you can tell in a home what was important to the builder
mm-hmm.
by how much they've upgraded this, or you see way more all these different wirings for TVs,
yep.
you know, Cat 5, your computers, you know, all the things, because that's a big trend right now that we're not getting away from that. Where years ago, that really wasn't thought of. It was more how many maybe outlets do we have in the kitchen
yeah.
for the mixers, for this, you know, for all the things. So they had a vision, a passion, and a purpose for creating their design.
Mm-hmm.
So now we want to kind of get to the place where we're going to be ending this soon here. So where we as people were designed by our creator, God.
Mm-hmm.
When he created the world, he created everything and said it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But when he created the human race, he spoke the words,
it is very good.
It is very good.
Mm-hmm.
We are a delight to him. We are important to him. And just like the architect, we were created for a purpose. We were given the passion and the purpose for this life. There is only one of us. There's one of Alex, there's one Denise, and there's one of you, our listeners.
Even if you're an identical twin, mm-hmm. there are still
yes.
differences.
Yes.
And that's amazing.
Passions. Yes, because there is no identical you.
Mm-mm.
We are unique You think about that. When something is unique or when it's rare or there aren't a lot of them,
mm-hmm.
they have such great value.
Yes.
Because you don't find one around every corner.
Nope.
Right? You don't find another you in Tennessee.
Nope.
It's like there's one of me.
Mm-hmm.
So as we are kind of wrapping this up, we had one last HGTV reference, well, at least for this podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll make a bunch of these. There's one more show that I know of called Good Bones. Mm-hmm. I have not really watched it, to be honest, but the name stuck out.
Mm-hmm.
So many of us look at ourselves and think, I'm screwed up.
Yep.
There's no purpose mm-hmm. in just doing anything.
I blew it.
I've blown it. Maybe if I had taken care of this 20 years ago, there'd be some purpose left. Mm-hmm. But I'm in my late 30s, or I'm in my late 50s, or some people even getting even further and further down the line, and we just say, you know what? Maybe if I'd made some better decisions a few decades ago, it would have been good.
Yeah.
These rehab people mm-hmm. purposely pick out these houses and say, it has good bones.
Yes.
It has a good underlying structure. Mm-hmm. It's not perfect. It needs some work. But I see what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And God looks at us and says the same thing.
Right.
And if we could peel back the veil for half a minute mm-hmm. and say, maybe that is me.
Yeah.
Even if I've been neglecting myself, even if I've been making poor decisions, even if I have thrown away opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
The bones underneath are still good.
Yes. And I think even too, you know, we can go into it of saying, maybe I wasn't treated as though I have value by my parents, by grandparents, coaches, siblings, you know, whatever early on in life. That's just kind of been our story, is that I don't have much value.
Yeah.
There really isn't a whole lot of point of renovating.
Nope.
And perhaps the chapters in our story, we just let other people keep adding chapters to our book, and we say thank you, and we put it in our binder.
Mm-hmm.
But we ourselves are not editing. We're not saying, what do I want my story to read like? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's important to understand that as we step into all of this, and we'll have fun with it as well too, but mm-hmm. also it is the plan of God that he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it.
Mm-hmm.
Verse in Philippians, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, plans not to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's in Jeremiah. And so there are so many things that we can look to in scripture, so many places
yep.
where we can say, maybe no one else in the world has ever told me that I matter, but I open the Bible and God says I matter.
Yeah.
He says he has a plan for me. He doesn't say it's too late. And he looks past it all and says, I know who I've created you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing he says to us is they've got good bones.
They've got good stuff in there. There's goodness underneath. So renovators, this is where we are going to, we'll say pause for today. Because this is going to be a conversation. It's really cool. This has been a passion for a very long time. We've really wanted to do something like this for, at this point, as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm. It's finally happening.
I'm really excited for it.
I am too.
We're gonna have to see if we can hunt down some old notebooks and really get into this. Expect for us to talk about all different parts of the house, different areas. Mm-hmm. And if you can come at this with an open mind, I think you're gonna have a really good time.
I think so too. So we are glad that you've been here. And until next time, renovators.
Bye-bye.